When he left Los Angeles, Shapiro thought he'd be replacing Lynn. But in subsequent calls, Iger said he felt Shapiro needed a transition period and kept urging him to accept a position reporting to Lynn. To Lynn, Iger reported that negotiations weren't going well and that Shapiro didn't want to report to her. She rejected the idea of another co-equal. She and Braun had made it work, but both agreed it should not be a two-person job. Braun returned from Hawaii on Saturday to a flurry of press calls. Variety, Hollywood Reporter, the sports section of USA Today all had stories that Shapiro was moving to a high-level position at ABC. Eisner and Iger were furious about the leaks and suspected that Shapiro himself, or more likely someone close to him, was the source. Shapiro told Iger he had told no one but his wife and pointed out that given Eisner's warning, it wasn't in his interest to leak anything. But as the rumors continued, Braun realized it was only a matter of time before he was replaced, if not by Shapiro, then someone else. On Monday, he was in a car with Brockman en route to a table reading for a new series when Iger reached him by phone. Iger had finally decided to fire him. The last straw had been reports from Alex Wallau, other Disney executives, as well as TV producers and directors in Hollywood, that Braun was criticizing and undermining Lynn. Iger had concluded that ABC's management was dysfunctional. Braun denied speaking ill of Lynn. "I didn't realize you were in town," Iger began. "I understand you've had some discussions, and we'd like to proceed and make some changes. You should have your lawyer call Alan Braverman, Disney's general counsel." That was it. Their long, contentious rivalry was over. Braun immediately abandoned the table read and called Lynn. "It's over," he said. He sounded relieved. "This will be good for you," he predicted. "They need you. I'm cutting my ties now. I'll be in tomorrow morning to speak to our people, but that's it. Right now, I'm going to Dodger Stadium." Braun is an avid Dodger fan, and it was opening day of the baseball season. The next morning, Lynn met Braun in his office. She confessed that she'd known for a week that he was going to be replaced, and felt bad that she hadn't told him. She hoped he understood. She'd loved working with him. "I'm glad you told me," he said. "I know you're in a difficult situation, and I'm not going to let this ruin what has been a great relationship." When Lynn returned to her office, people were lining up with questions. "Are you staying? What's going to happen?" Lynn tried to reassure them. "I hope I will be here," she said. "I expect to be here. In the meantime, we have to make good pilots. Hunker down. Don't let them see us sweat." That Thursday, Lynn had a meeting scheduled with Iger at 5. At 2, Eisner called. He'd just returned from a trip. "Come over right now," he said. "I've got an hour." When she arrived, Eisner seemed energized by the crisis at ABC, almost as though he was enjoying it. "Steve McPherson is coming over at 3, he said. "What do you think of him?" "Really talented," she said. She expressed a few concerns, but concluded, "I'd keep him in a heartbeat." Eisner started lecturing her about ABC. "We've got to get a hit," he said. "We need someone like Mike Darnell at Fox." Darnell was the programming chief responsible for the reality show